Welcome back. It's the best interviews from the Steph Lucas Show for the week of December 11, 2022. I was very happy to speak with Roger Stone on December 12th. He's been a huge part of Washington politics since the 1970s. He has worked on campaigns for Richard Nixon, Ronald Reagan, Bob Dole, George Bush, and of course, Donald Trump. During the course of our conversation, we hit on a lot of topics, like his being reinstated on Twitter, his show, if we're ever going to have a fair election in our country again. We also talked about the weaponization of the Department of Justice. Roger Stone drew on his personal experience with the raid of his home at Fort Lauderdale, Florida. We're continuing with that topic for this segment.
They could simply have called my attorneys to say, we're charging your client, he needs to turn himself in. But that would not have created the television spectacle that they wanted for CNN.
Of course.
So I have been the direct recipient of this corruption and this politicization, and I pray that it will be fixed.
Absolutely. What do you think about the expression, courage begets courage? A lot of people appreciate you for standing up and not backing down on your convictions. Do you know that makes a difference?
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, look, when I go out in public, I find as much love as I do hate.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I have been heartened in recent years because we had kind of the double whammy of a 2.5 year struggle for my freedom.
Sure.
In a corrupted system, which the jury forewoman, who claimed during jury selection she didn't know who I was,
I remember,
had never heard of me, was in fact attacking me on her Twitter and Facebook feed the year before she was selected as a juror.
Wow.
But kept those posts on a private setting so mm-hmm. that no one could see them. And then, of course, my wife was diagnosed with aggressive stage 4 cancer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Almost immediately after my pardon, my unconditional presidential pardon.
Right.
Which, by the way, even the pardon gets left out of the narrative online.
Oh, absolutely.
You can read that my sentence was commuted, but then the AP story doesn't, there's very scant reporting on the pardon itself. Immaterial. The point, of course, is that thanks to the healing power of Jesus Christ, we are slowly getting back on our feet economically.
Yeah.
Mrs. Stone is now 19 months cancer-free.
Oh, that's wonderful.
But it has been a struggle.
Yeah.
We still face 11 totally baseless, totally meritless harassment civil lawsuits. They're all designed to cost you tens of thousands of dollars of legal fees. When they get filed, the allegations against you get used media coverage. When they're dismissed, as they have been in 6 prior cases, that gets no coverage whatsoever. People want to help can go to stonedefensefund.com,
mm-hmm.
stonedefensefund.com, because there is not a single month in which the combination of our legal bills and my wife's uninsured medical costs,
right,
and our just bare bones living,
mm-hmm.
do not exceed the amount of money that I make each month doing a podcast and writing and speaking.
Right.
So folks who want to help us can go to stonedefensefund.com, and God bless you for it.
Absolutely. And that's a wonderful way to support someone, I think, for my listeners that feel you've stood up for your convictions. It's the podcast, the stonedefensefund.com. And it's just wonderful to hear you and your testimony of Jesus Christ. Has that been recent?
I've written very extensively about this. You know, when I was facing 7 to 9 years in prison and hadn't done anything wrong, I turned my life over to Christ. I was redeemed in the blood of the cross. I was always a Christian, but I didn't take it seriously.
Right.
And I was certainly not trying to live by all of his ways and rules. I'm a different person now. It's not easy. I'm still flawed.
Sure.
I still have to keep my temper in check. I still have to work very hard to forgive those who trespassed against me. But
right. It's
a process. I'm learning.
It is.
I've started going to the Coral Ridge Presbyterian Church, which
mm-hmm.
was founded by Dr. James Kennedy,
mm-hmm.
who was dedicated by Reverend Billy Graham. Even though I was baptized as a Roman Catholic,
mm-hmm.
and that is the religion of my family. I am above all a Christian,
right.
And I work very hard at being a better Christian. And I know the liberal elites all laugh at that and say, oh, that's stone posing. It's a dirty trick, it's a head fake. I don't really care what they think. I only care what he thinks.
Yeah.
That's what I care about.
That's absolutely.
And every day is a struggle to be a better person and a better Christian.
Well, I think that's wonderful. Thank you. Very powerful testimony there. And so grateful to talk about that with you today. And it's just been amazing talking to you. Thank you so much for calling in. And my listeners are going to be thrilled. And thank you for the work that you do. It's needed.
Thank you very much. And you can watch my show every day at 5 o'clock Eastern Time.
The Stone Zone.
At StoneZone.live. StoneZone.live. Check it out.
I'm all over it. Thank you so much, Roger Stone. You have a terrific
Thank
day.
Thank you, and God bless you.
You as well, sir. There you have it. Best interviews of the week on The Steph Lucas Show for December 11, 2022. I was delighted to replay that Roger Stone interview for you. Valuable insight on politics from him and the direction this country's going, as well as a compelling story about the changes that have happened in his life. I had a lot of fun with this recap. We'll do it again sometime. In the meantime, you have a great weekend and a great night.